Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now, another look back at 9/11 as its 10th anniversary approaches. It wasn't only people affected by that day. Moxie is a chocolate lab who's now 13 years old, but she still has bursts of the same energy she had back when she was among four FEMA dogs who traveled to the World Trade Center just hours after the attacks. They were part of an urban search and rescue team based in Beverly. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney brings us Moxie's story.
It was the first assignment for Moxie and her owner, Mark Aliberti.
The World Trade Center, for lack of a better term, was a complete mess. The train we were working on was pretty unusual. A lot of steel, a lot of just everything was there.
During the 8 days, Mark and Moxie started searching for survivors in one of the World Trade Center buildings that was still standing. Moxie was about 50 feet ahead, leading the way. All of a sudden, the smoke started thickening. Mark and his team leader agreed it was time to get out.
And all of a sudden, the dog goes by me. I think she could hear the tones in our voice that things changed. I'm leaving. She knew it was a hazardous situation. She was doing what she was told. But as soon as we were ready to go, she didn't have to be told to leave.
As a team, Mark would help navigate Moxie through the twisted steel and concrete rubble and let her nose do the work. Their mission? To find survivors.
It's your job as a canine handler to recognize when the dog is on scent. And when they do find a victim, when they narrow it down as close as they can to finding a live victim, that they sit there and they bark continuously until you come up to them.
Moxie didn't stop working. After searching one section and not finding anything, she'd often research that area and find cadavers.
So she'd go back, really show a lot of interest in it. And actually, she'd turn around to check to see where I was because she knows she wasn't supposed to be messing around over there. You see what I'm saying? So I go over, and I started marking these spots after a couple of days. And I'd mark them, and we'd leave, because we're still hoping to find live victims. And what happened was eventually, I think it came apparent to everybody that 3 or 4 days into it, we probably weren't going to find any more live victims.
Finding those live victims is really important to a dog like Moxie. To keep her spirits up, to keep her focused, Mark would take the time and think creatively to find ways to reward her.
We'd hide one of our members, or we'd grab one of the FDNY guys, and we'd hide them and let the dog find them, and they get the reward, and they get the play and the hugs and the big noise and the high-pitched stuff that you do, all that other stuff. They love it, and that'll bolster them, get them up and running again. You got to do that after a while because it's long days.
But after 4 days and in spite of those games, Mark and Moxie couldn't escape the dangers. Once they were playing tug-of-war at the site, Mark didn't realize that big chunks of glass were hidden underneath layers of thick, thick dust.
I realized it was blood. So it was one of her hindquarters, one of her bigger paws. She cut a pretty good flap out of it. What we ended up doing was superglueing it. We treat it, superglue it, and wrap it for the night. And then the next day, I usually take the wrapping off and we just go with the super glue. And she'd usually be able to get through the whole day as long as we didn't get too wet. It's more of a military mentality, like with first aid in the military, you treat the people you can put back into the fight as soon as possible.
That fight is over now for Moxie. At 13, a decade after the 9/11 attacks, she and Mark still spend a lot of time together, often at Coughlin Park in Winthrop, enjoying a sunny and often windy day outside.
Speak. Go. Go. Go.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.